With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As the Trump team challenges the Colorado Supreme Court ruling barring Mr. Trump from the state's Republican primary ballot, some other blue states, including California, looking at trying to block Mr. Trump as well. GOP Senator Bill Hagerty says Colorado ruling is purely political.
Senator Hagerty says there was no due process and called the ruling a blatant political decision. Hagerty, who has endorsed Donald Trump and served as his ambassador to Japan, also complained to Fox Business's Maria Bartiromo that, quote, we have a ruling here that would disenfranchise half of Colorado. Hagerty also says the Colorado ruling poses a far greater threat to democracy than any threat Democrats say would accompany a Trump re-election. Bob Agner reporting.
President Biden has declared Mr. Trump an insurrectionist, even though the former president has never been convicted of or even charged with insurrection. Also at SRNnews.com, this is it. Traditionally the busiest day for air travel in the run-up to Christmas.
The TSA says last year, December 21st, saw more than 2.4 million people take to the skies in the U.S. right before Christmas Day. And December 22nd was only slightly less busy, with a little more than 2.3 million. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says there could be some bad weather around Christmas and New Year's.
FAA is working closely with airlines to plan for that possibility. We get down-to-the-minute weather predictions from National Weather Service meteorologists and use those to inform exact arrival and departure routes across the busiest parts of the U.S. airspace.
I'm Donna Water.
The number of Americans applying for jobless benefits up slightly last week. Labor Department says claims rose by 2,000 to 205,000. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 237 points. This is SRN News. The ACLU of Montana has filed a lawsuit challenging the state's definition of the word sex.
A new Montana law defines the word sex throughout state code as only male or female based on a person's biology at birth. The plaintiffs argued this week that the definition is too narrow. They said it denies legal recognition and protections to transgender, two-spirit, and intersex individuals. The sponsor of the legislation said the definition was needed to clarify from a legal standpoint that the words sex and gender are not interchangeable. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The family of an elder in a Chinese church says he has been detained and accused of fraud. The U.S.-based Christian rights group China Aid says it's part of a larger crackdown by Chinese authorities on house churches. Many Chinese who choose to worship in house churches say that joining a state church means worshiping the supremacy of government over God. This is SRN News. Animal shelters across the country are bursting at the seams.
Adoptions haven't kept pace with the number of animals coming in, creating bottlenecks. Operators believe the influx of more animals is due largely to higher pet care costs and housing issues, and they're in crisis mode as they try to reduce the kennel crush. Shelter Animals Count, a national database of shelter statistics, estimates that the shelter population grew by nearly 250,000 animals in 2023. Shelters and advocacy groups are trying to attack the problem at both ends by reducing intakes and encouraging more adoptions. Keith Peters reporting.
Toyota is recalling 1 million vehicles because of a defect could keep the airbags from deploying in a crash. This recall covers a range of Toyota and Lexus vehicles, vehicles between the 2020 and 2022 model years. More details at SRNnews.com.